This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. For many in the 1950s, the television show Leave It to Beaver exemplified the ideal American home life. Today, shows like Modern Family reflect the evolution of the nuclear family. And now, KUNC arts reporter Carrie Saldo brings us the story of a Denver photographer who has an even quirkier take on what makes up a 21st century family.
You know what? I think I need a little more concealer.
Suzanne Hines is putting on makeup while her dismembered husband, Chauncey, is laying on the living room floor. No, this is not the scene of a grisly crime, but the start of a typical day for this photographer. You see, Chauncey is a mannequin. And that's also true for her eternally 8-year-old daughter, Mary Margaret. For the past 14 years, Hines has been traveling and taking photographs of her fictitious family. Everything from vacations, breakfasts, and even steamy shower scenes.
It's all for show. And that's really the point of the project.
That project is something Hines has come to call life once removed, which reflects her belief that a nuclear family being synonymous with a perfect life is an antiquated concept.
These days, families look like a range of things. It runs the gamut. So it seems odd that we still hold ourselves responsible for an image that none of us can reflect anymore. We just don't. This is 2014, not 1955. But the ideas that form our life expectations were formed before we even got here.
While it may not be 1955, her seemingly idyllic photographs riff off of that era, complete with Hines's Doris Day-inspired hair, knee-length dresses, and a pearl necklace. She says it all began as a satiric response to a question she was getting tired of being asked.
Why aren't you married?
So the then 30-something graduate student purchased a family unit from a liquidation store in Aurora.
And I thought, this is the perfect semester-long project. I'm just going to take Kodak moments with my perfect family and sort of get back at all these well-meaning suggestions that I get on the ball with my life plan.
Confident with her unmarried status, Hines says the photographs are meant to initiate dialogue about traditional roles. Chauncey and little Mary Margaret represent father and daughter, but
without soul and without the reality of the warm feeling that family is supposed to project.
So do you have a backstory for them? I mean, how deep does the project go for you at this point in terms of that artistic element?
No, I don't really, I haven't invented a story for them. You know, Facebook has asked me what does he do for a living? And I just basically said unemployed.
Trophy husband.
Yeah, where is he from? Aurora, Colorado. That's where I met him. But I really haven't gone that far back. They truly are props for me. I don't imbue them with any human qualities.
I think we want to put him in the passenger side right there. Just make him
on this day, Hines and her real-life boyfriend, Dave Micah, are loading up Chauncey for a very special trip to Denver's City Park. The occasion? A re-engagement shoot for which she pedaled around on a bicycle built for two.
There's a first time for everything!
Before settling in for a picnic that included fried chicken, Ritz crackers, and a bottle of wine. As you might imagine, a woman lugging the parts and pieces of mannequins can turn heads and prompt a lot of questions, all of which Hines relishes.
So I thought this was a great interface, and it's a living gallery. So I think it's just the best way to get across my point.
The reason for the City Park shoot was a romantic comedy-style reconciliation. During the last Hines family trip to Paris, she discovered Chauncey was too expensive to ship back to the United States. So Hines abandoned him on a street, naked as the day he was manufactured. And it was in that moment that Hines pondered whether the imagined family had served its artistic purpose. But with Chauncey 2.0 in tow, it's clearly not over.
I really am the decision maker in this relationship, so I've decided that we're going to renew our vows.
Their wedding date is set for June 16th at the Grant Humphreys Mansion in Denver. Hines will perform dual duty, both as a wife and a photographer. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.